What encouraged me to go for this representation in the first place is, well, I would say there was a very organic development to the whole experience. First, I was a member of the board of the European YWCA, and within the board, we kind of divide who will oversee and represent the European YWCA at our external partners. So anything from the European Youth Forum, and one of them is the European Women's Lobby. And so previously there was another colleague on the board who was a representative there, but given my recent experience at the time of working with the European Institute for Gender Equality, we thought that we would swap, and I would try to get to know the European Women's Lobby a little bit more, and then we would see if we could run for the board. And when I got there, I was received with warm welcome, and I felt very comfortable in learning how the governance structure was functioning of the European Women's Lobby, mainly because of my colleagues and my peers, like my sisters that I had at the board of the European YWCA, who were really encouraging and supported me and answering any questions that I had. And so, yes, I decided to run for the board. I put myself forward with an alternate at the time, and I got elected. And it was the first time they had a young person, a young woman, to be a member of the board. Likewise, once I was at the board of the European Women's Lobby, I got to know the governance a bit more in depth, the different board members, what the priorities of the organization is, their strategic priorities, and so with that knowledge, but mostly actually it's not even the knowledge, mostly it's because both the staff and other board members were informally alluding and encouraging me to apply for the executive committee to run for this position. So I decided to do that. Took me a lot of thinking because it's a lot of responsibility, and it's very time consuming, and you want to be accountable for the European, whatever you say, and the European Women's Lobby, because at the executive you are really representing different platforms, but at the end of the day, it's the woman, the young woman and girl at the center of every question. So this is what really encourages me to go for this representation in the first place. And yes, I'm very glad that I've had the support of young women and working still in intergenerational spirit, but also very glad that I trusted myself and to be able to take on this kind of responsibility.